This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Where are we today? We, the collective American people, we are in amazing shape. We are no longer desperate. We have created an America of which the world can be proud. America has returned to being the inspiration of the world. And it's because of you. We Americans did this. See, I'm going to separate us out now. I'm going to play the left's game. We conservatives, we used our desperation to learn. I tell people all the time, the places where I learned the most in life came from the things that made me the most scared. That's where I learned the most. See, there's power in angst. I was at an event, a couple weeks ago, and I was explaining a story where my grandmother made me play piano in front of 2,000 people when I'd only had one lesson. They asked if somebody knew how to play piano, and my grandmother raised her hand and pointed to me. I'd had one lesson. And I'm not going to bore you with the details because I tell the story often when I'm giving speeches, but I got to tell you, you can't imagine you're a 9-year-old kid and your grandmother in front of 2,000 people announces you're going to go play the piano for them, and you don't know how to play the piano. You want to talk about a feeling of desperation. I wanted a place to run and hide. So Donald Trump, folks, was elected on our desperation. We got to the point where we said, what else can we do? We've gone the route that the Republicans wanted us to go, and we hadn't gotten anywhere. The Democrats got everything they wanted, and look at what happened to this country. Oh, they'll gloss it over and try to tell you that Barack Obama was the best thing since sliced bread. They know that he wasn't. And I'll get to the Democrats and their desperation in just a bit. But they knew the man was a waste. He was awful. And if they told you the truth, that's what they would say. So we got desperate. And we, instead of running from it, we confronted our desperation and we decided Donald Trump would be the best person to alleviate our desperation. And where do we find ourselves? We find ourselves in great shape. We, conservatives, are no longer desperate. And oh, by the way, so are the left. The leftists, what do you want to call them, progressives, they're no longer desperate either, but they hold on to it. Democrats feel desperation that doesn't even exist. But theirs comes from this. It comes because they're no longer in control. And in fact, they're in deep kimchi. Because now we are in control and we get to expose everything that they did. It would be great if the Democrats said, you know what? We've been snagged. We chose the worst guy for president. That's been exposed by Donald Trump. A guy that we thought was going to bring us Armageddon. So we've been exposed. And that exposure of Barack Obama not only exposed his incompetence, it exposed the level that he was willing to go to cheat so that Donald Trump would never be president. And the Democrats should admit this. In their desperation, they should say, not only did we pick the worst possible guy on the planet, but we also picked a crook, a guy who was willing to continue the ruse that progressivism, that leftism, that Democrats were great at running things when there's absolutely no proof of it. Show me proof of it anywhere. I dare you, leftists. Call this show, 844-551-8255 or kjradio.com. I will debate you on any of these issues, and I will kick your butt, and I'll do it nicely. So I dare you. And for the record, conservatives, you know lots of big mouth leftists. Have them contact us. I would love to have them on the program. I invited a guy. It's probably been 5 years. He came on and debated me. I told him, you go away, you study, here's some little things you can go get started with, and if you prove me wrong, come back, I will put you front and center on this program. I've done it at least three or four times, and I've had people write to me, I've made the same offer, and they never come back. I promise you, I would, you know, the NSA's got my email, so they could send them to you. The point is, I do it all the time. They will not come and debate it, because once they find out the truth, they're like, holy crap. Desperation. Democrats no longer in control. They're in deep trouble because we've exposed them, but they've learned nothing from their desperation. Nothing. Democrats will not sit before the man, stand before the public, and say, you know what, guys, we screwed up. There's a handful of them that have come over. They quietly do it in the vote. That's how Donald Trump got elected. But they won't admit it. They won't admit that they're tired of being called racist when they're not. They won't admit that they're tired of being called homophobic when they're not. I'm talking about mostly these middle-class white guys, these you know, blue-collar workers. And by the way, Hillary Clinton's got some great things to say about white women. We'll get to that in a bit. But they don't want to admit anything. The Democrats don't want to tell you we screwed up. Not only should they not have elected Barack Obama, now they're finding out the truth about Obama. They're finding out the truth about Hillary Clinton. They're finding out the truth about the Democrat Party. They're finding out the truth about the policy decisions that they believe would work, because Donald Trump's policy decisions do work. He's done it in a year. He's proof. He has debunked every single thing that they thought that Barack Obama could achieve. Donald Trump is debunked in a year. No wonder they're desperate. And this is an opportunity for them. Let me tell you, I keep going back to this. You learn so much in your desperation. You want to know what you really learn in your desperation? You want to learn, you will learn how far you can dig yourself out of a hole. That's what desperation teaches. You ever had almost got your lights turned off or couldn't make a mortgage payment, almost lost your house? Maybe you did lose your house. Maybe you lost your company. Maybe you lost a person that you really loved. You should have been, you know, more, whatever. I don't know what level drove you to your level of desperation, but I guarantee you, if you are a conservative, you learned, you took your lesson from it and went, woo, I never want to feel that again. That's why you saved. That's why you studied. That's why you became a better person. That's why you became a better human being. Is because you reached that point. The leftists, they can reach that point and they learn nothing. They become more conniving and cutthroat than you ever believed. More on this one.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Let kids be kids. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. KJ. Radio.com. Let kids be kids. You know, there's a thing, when I was growing up, people would say, hey, someone wants to grow up so fast. And we all do, I think, to some degree. You want to grow up quick. You don't get certain things. You can't drive till you're 16. You can't, vote till you're 18. You can't drink till you're 21 or smoke or whatever. So there's always this thing of getting to adulthood. And we stretch it out. There are people in the old days, four, five, six decades ago, that would get married. They'd be married and working on their first kid by the time they're 18 years old. And even going back further than that, when the life expectancy was 31, 32 years old, people got married at 13. I'm not advocating for that. I personally believe, that if this age of, that you're going to be potentially living is 80 years old, yeah, you can stretch out your youth a little bit. I don't think it's 26 years old. I think what you should do is, by the time you're 16 to 18 years old, you should start, getting out of the nest. planning for it, being ready to go. By the time you're 22, you're a full-fledged adult. I mean, unless you got a mental impairment or something like that, you're a full-fledged adult. You should be completely out of the house, not wanting to go back, not willing to go back. Parents don't want you back, and so on and so forth. Let kids be kids, though. Let them get through that time frame where they learn about life the right way. See, leftists don't want that. The question you should be asking yourself is, why won't the left allow that? Why are they trying to indoctrinate kids younger and younger to a leftist ideology, which leaves them in a childlike mentality until they're 30, 35? You ever met these people? I've seen them. I've seen them in video, and sometimes I've seen them in real life. And you know what's funny about the millennial generation? They admit, I was with one the other day, he's 24 years old, he plays minor league baseball, and he said to me the other day, it's clear as day, he goes, yeah, he goes, I'll be honest with you, man, he goes, my generation, they're lazy, I see them. He goes, because he played baseball, he goes, you know, he goes, they're Dominicans and Puerto Rican kids, man, they work their butts off. They are so, you know, they don't understand us at all. They look at, this is a white kid, he goes, hey, look at us, we've got pitching coaches, batting coaches, fielding coaches, all his parents spending thousands of dollars over a career, hundreds of thousands of dollars on a long shot. And he goes, I don't get it. He goes, I'll be honest, I'm not gifted as an athlete, but he goes, I work my butt off. He goes, because I look at people who are in my, you know, working in my baseball, and he goes, there are people out there, I'm like, look at the physique on this guy. This guy's an athlete. He goes, and they don't want to go to practice. They don't want to do, and he goes, they just have natural gifts. But he goes, I know if I keep working hard, I'll get past them. He goes, but that mentality is, Kevin, he goes, it's so rare. It's so rare. And he wasn't trying to pat himself on the back. He really wasn't. He was just saying, that's just the way it is. And he goes, and be honest with you, I may not make it. No matter how hard I try, he goes, I don't have, and he's right. He's not gifted with speed. To look at him, you wouldn't even think he's that good of a baseball player, but he is. But he goes, I'm not gifted with speed. I'm not overly strong. I'm not, you know, he goes, I just hustle. I do all the things good that I'm supposed to do, but I do nothing great. He sees it. Anyway, what we've got is people being indoctrinated to be lazy, to be kids as long as they can. See, a kid doesn't want to do chores. A kid is like, oh. It's when you grow up to understand why your parents go clean your room and then you've got chores to help the family. It's because they can't do it all. It used to be that way. Back in the old early days, farmers had 8 kids. Why? They needed 8 hands. Now, I'm not talking about people, you know, that's 16 hands physically. I'm saying they needed 8 helpers around the farm. They needed somebody to tend to the chickens, somebody that would tend to the goats, somebody that would tend to the sheep and the, you know, maybe they put the goats and sheep together, but tend to the cows, milk the cows, get the hay, keep the horses going, blah, blah, blah. They needed all those little chitterens running around. That's why they did it. So kids grew up quick. By the time you could walk, you had chores. But think about the work ethic that was instilled in you. By the time you were 10 years old, man, you had out a 10-year-old back in those decades would have outworked the average 30-year-old in today's time before noon. They would have been up at 4, worked an 8-hour day, and still weren't over. You know, have time for breakfast and a little bit of prayer, and then go back out and go do it again. Sun up to sun down. That's how it was done. Not anymore. If the actions, folks, of Nicholas Cruz and others like him teach us anything, it's that education is a ticking time bomb. And it's that way because of exactly what I just described earlier. Kids have no value for anything, no value of work ethic, no value of self. They don't understand what they're supposed to do in life. They haven't been put through anything. There have been few trials and tribulations. And it's mostly because of leftism. Somebody teasing them because they got big feet or they're redheaded or got freckles or buck teeth or whatever else. Each school shooting, each school showcases the world built by leftists, folks, and the time bombs that tick within them. Democrats, progressives, whatever you want to call them, they claim to have created this utopian society where kids don't see color, they don't see religion, and so on. It's a big lie. It's a lie. It's something they want you to believe because they need you to believe it. They need you to believe that Democrat progressive ideas work. They work so well. Look at what we're doing, folks. One study says we have the least prejudiced generation, the least racist generation in the history of man in America. And in the very next sentence, they tell you just how bad it is. Well, which is it? Are they the least racist? Are they the most tolerant? Tolerant of everything. There's hardly even a mention of interracial marriage. I'm serious. When I was growing up, interracial marriage was like, you'd see him and people would, it was a big deal. Like, well, I don't know, they've got to deal with the idea of they've got those interracial kids. Yeah, holy Halle Berry, folks. That's what comes out. We finally figured out, you know what? Shut up about that. They gonna produce some pretty peoples up in here. So people are finally waking up and going, you know what? Maybe this isn't so bad. But let me tell you, leftism is not all it's cracked up to be. It's brewing up these victims and people that are always, they've got angst and they don't even know why. Here's what I think. These people haven't gone through anything, so everything is something. What set this kid, Nicholas Cruz, off? I mean, he could have been just crazy. But trust me, folks, these time bombs are ticking all throughout academia, at every level. And the only thing that's going to make these schools safe are teachers being armed and them stopping with this progressive agenda that tells everybody that this kids like Nicholas Cruz are the enemy. Guys are not the enemy. White guys are not the enemy. Men are not the enemy. Whites are not the enemy.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
With you. Let's say we're together in the mall, me and you, beautiful, and somebody slapped the hell out of you. You probably should have ducked. You probably should have ducked. Cause that's just... That actually happened to me. I was walking through the mall, holding hands, my lady, a big dude, like 6'5", slapped on the butt. Said, this is a fine trip. Bow! She said, you better do something. I said, you better learn how to take a compliment, because I'm not getting whooped for you at all.
All right, everybody. Welcome. Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com. So I was arguing on Fox and Friends the other day over the weekend about alpha males and beta males and things like this. And they had a guy, his name is Ethan. I couldn't see him, but he seems like a nice guy. And he's arguing. They said, well, Rachel, the host, co-host of Fox and Friends in the morning, temporary until I guess Abby gets back, but she was talking to him and saying, you know, so Ethan, tell us what a beta male is. And he says, well, a beta male is an evolution of man where we've gone away from being a warring society. And we no longer need the alpha male, the guy who's, what he used terminology like we were prone to violence and all these other things. And he says, now we can, you know, beta males are reasonable. They learn how to reason, they think, and they're very sensitive to various issues and things like this. And I just chuckled as I heard him say it. And when Rachel finally came to me, I said, you know, it's funny. This is how the left behaves. They wanted you to believe that all the best qualities of men are in this emasculated man that's known as a beta male. The idea that Ethan would even come on to represent himself as a beta male, I think is hysterical. I proudly represent you alphas out there because I know you're out there. If you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, and you're a dude, you're an alpha dude, or you're a beta who's training, who wants to be an alpha male. Let me tell you something. I will tell you something definitively, okay? Women, in general, human nature, around the globe, don't want a beta male. Period. Now, for some, that might be politically incorrect to say, but I'm going to tell you something. The hardcore feminists that are out there, they may want a beta male to kick around so they can pretend that they're, I'm a woman, hear me roar. But trust me, they got an alpha male on the side. Because no woman who's truly in touch with her femininity wants another lady as her protector. Doesn't happen. Doesn't exist. It is a freak of nature if it does occur. Can I get a hallelujah and an amen and somebody please wipe my brow? Because I'm about to preach. Women don't want beta males. They don't want someone that goes with them to get, you know, the manicure. If you're your dude and you say, I'm going to take you with me to get your, you know, your nose hairs clipped and your eyebrows, you know, clipped off and your manicure and pedicure, I'm going to do something to kind of show you my life for just a moment. There's not a guy. Most guys will say, fine. Okay, honey, I'll go. And you know what? If you really are, I mean, I'm lazy. I want somebody to clip my toenails and, you know, and massage my feet. If I could get that done every day, I'd get it done every day. But I ain't going to be primping like one of these metrosexuals in New York that you can't tell a boy from girl. Look at these people in these fashion shows. Just Google male fashion show and look at these people. For all intents and purposes, it's skinny women. Hairless, it's skinny, flat-chested women. That's all it is. By the way, that's what it is on the female side, too. But this idea that guys, girls want to hang out with their guy and, you know, and cuddle as they watch Say Yes to the Dress is ridiculous. They want a dude that's fixing on the furnace, that's getting the car repaired, that's doing the yard. And most importantly, they want somebody when they're hanging on his arm, when the cake hits the fan, publicly or privately, they're there. Women will tell a guy in a minute, I don't need you to fix me. I don't need you to solve all my problems. But let me tell you, there are problems that women want a dude to solve. And they don't want a beta male. Because a beta male doesn't solve your problems. He's you know when you're dealing with an alpha male or a gay girl. So I'll give you an example. I had a friend, she's gay. She's stunningly beautiful. Stunningly beautiful. And one day, now this is before I knew she was gay. So I meet her, she's a beautiful girl. And one day we were all out having drinks with different people, and she says, yeah, my battery in my car, like, broke down, or, you know, she said, I can't get my car to work or whatever. And it was, and I went, what do you think's wrong with it? And she goes, well, I'm not sure, but, you know, it won't start. And I went, it's probably just your battery. Like that. And she went, you think? And I went, yeah, it's either your battery or it's your starter, you know. Or, you know, or it could be, I forget what I was told her, but I gave her the things that her alternator. I said, it could be these things. And she was like, and I said, you know, I said, but your alternator would be the most expensive. But I said, if it's your battery, you know, you can get your battery tested, whatever. So I just gave her a quick little, boop, boop, here's a couple things to do. And, immediately my head went, she's gay. I went, she's gay. And so, you know, we broke up, you know, everybody went in our separate ways. And I don't remember, you know, the timelines and all this, but maybe a couple weeks later I was talking to some buddies, and they were like, man, that girl, Kevin, she's beautiful, this, that, and the other. And I went, yeah, she's gay. And they go, how do you know she's gay? Man, what are you talking about? I said, I don't really know for sure. But I said, here's why I'll tell you I think she's gay. I said, because when she described that problem that she had with her car, I said, a dude fixes that. A guy dating her takes care of that instantaneously. A girl dating her, it's just like her going, I don't know, what do you think? What do you think it is? I don't know. And so they start laughing. Well, guess what? I was vindicated. She's gay. And guess what? Her girlfriend was just as hot as she was. But that's a whole other subject. So now there are things that guys do. We are fixers. We take care of things. If you, like I said on TV the other day, I said, if you hear a bump in the middle of the night and you're nudging your girl to get up and take care of it, I just don't think that relationship's going to work. Even if she's a hardcore feminist, she wants you to take care of that. See, that's what I'm telling you. Nobody, no real woman likes a beta male. None. Unless your girlfriend is Cyborg, the MMA fighter, and she can whoop your head, and what's funny, even Cyborg wants an alpha male. Cyborg's husband, she's married. Yeah, she's married. I know she's not an overly attractive girl, but she's married. Looks like a dude, really. Her husband is bad to the bone. They may be one of the toughest couples in the world. Well, they're undoubtedly one of the toughest couples in the world because he's a really good fighter. He's not a champion. I mean, I don't think he's champion level. She's a champ. So he's a really good fighter. So there's a bump in the night. Cyborg is pushing on her husband. Hey, go check that out. And he gladly will do it. Now, the good news is she can back him up. That's unusual. Let me tell you something else about beta males. Beta males are bullies because they're like sissies. They're the ones that we have a comedy clip we play where you talk about gay guys are ruthless. They're ruthless. They talk about your fashion. They talk about, oh my gosh, I can't believe she came out in that muffin top. You know, they're ruthless. Biggest bullies on the planet. I'm not talking about physical bullies like want to brace you up, but verbal bullies talk about, you know, you can't speak or your hair or your, you know, that tan. They will, wearing white after Labor Day, they will brutalize you. And alpha males, we exist to put these chumps in their place. We're the ones that say, hey, calm down there, Queen Mosavi. Just kill you, you know, pump the brakes a little bit. You know, don't make me have to get up out of this chair. You know, I'm sorry. You know, I'll keep my mouth shut. Yeah, please do. Thank you. But like, it was funny, this guy, Ethan, he wants to co-op. It's like everything that the left wants to believe that they're good. Like when they talk, I'm a social liberal. I'm very conservative. I'm very tolerant. I'm very this or that. They are the least tolerant. So they want to take the best attributes of something and say, no, liberalism means I'm super tolerant. I care about everybody. I care about the environment. I do more for charity and all this. Blah, la, 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 la. What's that song? La, 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 la. Oh, man. La, 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 la. I wish I could play that clip when I'm on Fox debating liberals. I would just say, look, dude, I need a responder. Can you just play my clip? La, la, la. So, you know, look, BS narratives about men. We establish rape culture. Yeah, sure we do. Mm-hmm. They say that if you're, this guy said, you know, men are overly masculine, overly this, and, you know, they're looking to war. I don't know an alpha male, truly, that understands what being a man is, who looks for trouble. You don't look for trouble, but when trouble comes your way and you respond, they call it toxic masculinity. Mm-hmm. You know what's funny about this man? We played a clip the other day about a lady who wants to get rid of man. They don't want to call it mankind. But you won't hear her talking about getting rid of something like the boogeyman. Yeah, they don't want it to be the boogie woman. It's the boogeyman. She ain't going to complain about that because that's a negative connotation about men. One final point. Divorce in Hollywood is higher. You want to know why? Because of beta males. Those women want alpha males.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The president, I do not think, is a racist as we have traditionally known in this country.
But what is it, if you're racially uninformed and you're ignorant, what does it matter whether you're, but doesn't that make you racist by, and maybe you're just ignorant, you don't know that you're racist?
No, what it means, Don, is that maybe you have said or done some racist things unknowingly. It makes maybe what you said or done a racist act, but it's not an act, it's not racism in your heart. You know, you can do some things and not be aware that you are doing them. And I think that that's largely the case with President Trump. Now, you can say with his genius and his great wealth and his accomplishments over the years, he should be better informed. You know, that's a legitimate argument. But the man apparently not informed. You can just listen to some of the things that he said. I mean, for instance, you know, he and John Lewis have had some back and forth. And he, you know, constantly is saying to John Lewis that, you know, his district is broken down and whatnot. Well, John Lewis's district is the city of Atlanta. Black entrepreneurship and city of Atlanta are synonymous.
Well, it seems like you're negating your own argument then, because he believes it. In his ignorance, well, he believes what he says, and therefore it means that's what's in his heart.
Well, no, I wouldn't go as far as to say that because he thinks he knows something, that's what's in his heart. You know, he could be misinformed from a source that he considers credible.
All right, everybody. Welcome back, Kevin Jackson. That was Isaac Newton Ferris, nephew of Martin Luther King Jr., completely twisted up on his definition of racism and all that. But he was right to say Donald Trump's not racist. But what was funny about the interview was Don Lemon. He can't believe what he's hearing. Surely you have to believe that these are racist comments and this, that, and the other. And I come back to this idea that, no, you don't have to believe that. You can look for racism and pretend that that's racist, but it's not. And it's so interesting to hear the other side of this argument. But the problem is nobody intelligent is arguing back. No offense to Mr. Ferris, but he did not wage a good argument. Now, I would have said, look, Don, you guys are looking for racism because somebody tells you the truth about your house. If I went to your house and your house was a pigsty, and I said, man, I went in that dude's house, his house was a pigsty, and you're mad at me because I've outed you for your house being a pigsty, and let's say I went into 50 pigsties all belonging to black people, and I went, man, every black person else I go into is a pigsty. Would you say it's racist, or would you say that's my observation? I mean, I've given enough examples of how this is such a lunacy to be discussing this over and over and over. These guys hear racism wherever, they hear it in the wind. They see it in the tree leaves as they blow. Look at that. Look at that. They see it in the clouds. Look at those. Ooh, look at that. Racist. They see it everywhere. Google academic racism, stuff like that. You'll be shocked what you come up with. Math is racist. Hard work is racist. And I could go on. The craziest notions on the planet are that the left are going to tell you are racist. It just boggles the mind. And it makes a guy like me wonder, what's your agenda? Explain to me what isn't racism. Even when there is no racism, you know what the left says? You aren't aware of it. That's what Don Lemon is alluding. You're too ignorant to even know that you're racist when you're not being racist because it's latent inside of you. Okay, so it's kind of like my latent blackness, right? I could be black. So Don, explain to me this. If I can be whatever I want to be, and I profess to be black at this moment, am I now still a racist? I'm just using their own logic against them. I don't get this. So what do we do? I believe that, and this comes up because, as I say all the time, you guys say things to me like, Kevin, I could say the things that you say if I was black. And I go, no, I'd say this if I were white. And I talk about feminism. I'm not a woman, but I criticize feminism all the time. I've criticized feminism in meetings with Fox executives, who, by the way, the top three that I deal with are all women. And I criticize it. I tell them this. I think feminism sucks. I love that you ladies are in power. Technically, you're signing my deals. I work for you. I have no problem with that. But I have to believe you got here on merit. Because if I believe that you got here because for any other reason, then I don't have any respect for you. I believe you got here on merit. And unless I'm told otherwise by you, I'm going to believe that. I believe you're good at what you do. I believe that's why you got hired. I believe that's why Rupert Murdoch flew in here, had a meeting. I was in New York when this occurred, when there was a big change going on at Fox. And Suzanne came into my meeting, says, Kevin, I'm in a meeting with Rupert, but I wanted to make sure I saw you. And I said, I'm glad you did. And, you know, to leave her meeting with Rupert Murdoch to come see little old me. And I said, you know what? That shows me you respect. You respect my work. I respect yours. She knows I respect her work. A lot of changes going on there, but you can't be afraid to say what it is and who you are. And this is where I talk about the laws of attraction. Many people believe that the law of attraction is about finding love, and you hear things like opposites attract. But instead, it's about willing one's fate. Now, theologians may argue that God knows one's fate. Perhaps. I believe that. But it can't hurt to think positive thoughts. And the way you think positive thoughts is you say, it's all God's plan. Whatever happens, it's all God's plan. I'm going to do my part because God put this thing inside of me that says, go out there, Kevin, and work hard and do it not for the glory of self, not for the glory of man, not for the accolades and the things that may come, but do it because you believe in something in the greater good, something bigger than you, better than you, and it has nothing really to do with you. You're just a cog in the wheel, but you understand that. The first instance of law of attraction phrase appeared in print was in 1877 in a book called Isis Unveiled. It was a book by a Russian occultist and a theosophist. Her name was Helena Blavatsky. And there's no sense in going into all the details around her book, but the essential belief of the law of attraction is that by focusing on positive or negative thoughts, you can bring positive or negative experiences into your life. The belief is based on the idea that people and their thoughts are both made from pure energy, and through this process of like energy attracting like energy, a person can improve their health, their wealth, their personal relationships. It's difficult to argue what optimism does to your life. Like my grandmother says, if you fall down in a bunch of pony poop, you should come out of it looking for a pony. I use that quite often, but it's so true. Mind over matter. I was talking to one of my employees the other day, and she was down. And I told her, I said, what good is that going to do you? I go, look, I feel for you, because that's what you're supposed to say from a psychological standpoint. I understand what you're going through. You want to know why? Because I've been there. Now, you want to ask me, did it help that I brooded over it? That I was, oh, I don't know. I don't know, man. Well, shoot, we'll see. Doesn't help. Doesn't help one bit. So why am I going to brood? I'm going to say, you know what? People have been through what I'm going through. People have gotten through what I'm going through. And that's that. Get up and get to it, because life's going to move on. And let me tell you why this fits what we're doing. Because we can either look at the left and what they're doing and say to ourselves, I don't know. I don't think anything's ever going to happen to Hillary. I don't think anything's ever going to happen. I don't think politics is going to change. And I'm looking around here, folks, and I'm seeing politics changing right before your very eyes. Every single day, positively in our favor. And I hope that you finally get it within yourself, that you say, I'm out of the closet, I'm all in for Donald Trump and his policies. Not Trump, his policies. I'm in for Trump's policies. We don't have to be all gung-ho over the man, but we can doggone sure support what works. Talk about your portfolio. Talk about how good you feel, why you went out and bought something, why you're going to start a business for yourselves. Got to leave it there.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.